If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Joining me now from Los Angeles, and we're so pleased to have her, is Jeanette Antolin. She's a member of the U.S. Gymnastics, National Gymnastics Team, was from 95 to 2000 at the Pan American Games in 1999. She helped the U.S. win a team silver medal. She was also one of Larry Nassar's victims and faced Nassar in the Lansing courtroom a week ago. Jeanette, we're so glad to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jane.
Tell us what it was like for you in court.
Well, it was very overwhelming, stepping into the courtroom and seeing him and, you know, starting to hear the other victims' stories. But it was also empowering, you know, standing there with women that had been through something so similar. For so long, I felt like, you know, I was kind of by myself. So to be able to talk to those women and become what Judge Aquilina calls a sister survivors, it just brought a lot of strength and also healing as well.
You were treated by Dr. Nassar for years. I'm curious, how did he get to be this superstar doctor that so many people, so many athletes, so many parents trusted?
I think he was groomed to be this person. Not only did he do grooming, but I think also the people around him that chose him to be in this position, they chose him for a reason as well. I feel like they chose him because he wasn't going to say anything about the abuse that they were doing to gymnasts, you know, as far as verbally and, you know, physically in the gym. So it's like, if you won't tell, I won't tell. You know, and he was the perfect person for that because he had his own secret that he didn't want out there.
160 women speaking in court during these victim statements to Larry Nassar, to his face. I'm curious, Jeanette, what was it like for all of you behind the scenes? How did you support each other in court and beyond and help each other really move forward from this?
Well, I think just, you know, telling each other stories, just getting to know each other because we've seen each other's names in the media. A bunch of us last year went to Senator Feinstein to try to get a bill on the floor to be passed to help protect amateur athletes. So we've been kind of getting to know each other, but actually meeting face to face was really great to just be able to talk and get to know each other and just know that we're there for each other. And as crazy as it seems, you know, it's like now we have this bond for life, and it's like, you know, I know no matter what that most of us will stay in touch and, you know, just throughout this healing process and throughout our lives.
This is On Point. I'm Jane Clayson. We're talking about the many, many young female athletes who were harmed by a sexual predator and how they finally defended themselves after years of being ignored, even warned to keep quiet. You can join the conversation. Parents, does this story scare you? Does it empower you to prepare your child athlete? We're speaking right now with former gymnast and member of the U.S. National Gymnastics Team, Jeanette Antolin, about her experience with disgraced, convicted team Dr. Larry Nassar. And a reminder, listeners, we're discussing sexual abuse this hour, and the language we might use might be difficult for some people to hear. Jeanette, I wanted to play this sound, a couple pieces here. This is from the sentencing hearing yesterday. Assistant Attorney General Angelo Pavlidis said Nassar got away with molesting girls for 3 decades, despite all the warnings, and that he was only stopped because former gymnast Rachel Denhollander, who made stopping Nassar, she made that her mission.
Let that sink in for a minute. Right now, he would be at his office on Hagedorn and Hannah, not far from this courtroom, in the Michigan State University campus, abusing children, had it not been for the investigative reporters and Rachel, who brought this case. We know federal law enforcement did not stop him, nor did trainers or coaches or deans or medical supervisors. Victim disclosures to adults didn't stop him.
And here's the mother of deceased gymnast Chelsea Markham testifying in court. She believes that Chelsea, her daughter, took her own life because of Larry Nassar.
She started bawling, and I said, "Chelsea, tell me what's wrong." And she said, "Mom, he put his fingers in me, and they weren't gloved." And I said, "Chelsea, I was right there in the room." And she goes, "You couldn't see what was going on, Mom." And she said, "He hurt me." She took her own life because she couldn't deal with the pain anymore.
Jeanette Antolin, what stood out to me as I listened to every single one of those young women read their statements about Dr. Nassar's abuse is the role of parents who sent their children to this man. Many of these parents talked about how Dr. Nassar positioned himself so that they could not see what he was doing. He raised the table. He used a towel as cover so the parents couldn't see, but they were right there. Talk about that a little bit from your own experience.
Well, my parents weren't in the room. I was actually abused by him when I was away from my parents on the road at the Corley's Ranch in international and national competitions. But from speaking with the other survivors, yes, he's a very smart man. He definitely was. But he also was manipulating the parents when he was doing the procedures and talking to them about everyday stuff, so it seemed completely normal. So this man was very good at what he was doing. So for parents to feel, you know, comfortable in the room, of course they're not going to think that this man is abusing their child, because if they had even the slightest inkling, I mean, this would have been taken care of a long time ago. But he really was a master of what he was doing.
What about the governing body of gymnastics, USA Gymnastics? Three USA Gymnastics board members have resigned. Gymnast Allie Reisman has said that USA Gymnastics is in need of dramatic reform. They've cut ties with the Corley Ranch, this center in Texas where many of the victims were abused. I mean, what responsibility does the governing body, USA Gymnastics, hold in all this?
They hold a huge responsibility, because it was on their watch that this man was able to do all these things. And it's because that they didn't follow policies and procedures that he was allowed to be in our rooms by himself, you know. And we got treatment in his hotel room when we were on the road and nobody else was there. Nobody was looking out for our best interests. They were just concerned about when we were on the road to win medals and make them money. So, of course, they do have responsibilities. They were reported to multiple times, and clearly they did nothing about it. So they hold huge responsibility in why this man was able to continue to do what he was doing.
What would you say to little girls, Jeanette Antolin, young women who have stories, maybe not exactly like yours, but similar, who are afraid to come forward to speak up about sexual abuse? What would you say to them after what you've been through with Larry Nassar?
I would just like to let them know that they are stronger than they think, that their voice does matter, because I know for me, for so long, you know, before I was able to come forward, it was a couple months, I really was so scared that people weren't going to believe me, that they were going to thrash me. But I feel like now, with the momentum that we have going with not just our case, but in with the Me Too movement and, you know, Time's Up, I really feel like people are listening and they will believe, instead of their first thought to be, no, this can't be true. You know, I want them to know that their voice does matter and that can make a difference. I mean, coming forward, I didn't know if my voice would make a difference, but I knew I had to try, because me stepping forward would save those other little girls, and it truly has. This man has been put behind bars because all of us women have stood up and fought for what was right.
Well, Jeanette Antolin, I know you are a hero to a lot of young people, and certainly a very courageous person. I really appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much, Jane.